So, does this help you see how to begin to understand and appreciate someone else's model of the world? Isn't it amazing how each of us have our own filters and how beautiful it can be to really start learning how other people see their own world through their own filters? Let's do a recap to really hammer this in. A person's model of the world is made up of three chunks or three forces. The first force is a driving force. What are the needs a person values most? And specifically, what are their top two needs? The second force, the guiding force. This is a person's map, and it has seven elements. Remember, as we go through each one, you can elicit these elements by either actively listening for them or by asking questions. In your manual, you will also see a list of questions to help you with these seven elements. So let's recap each of these elements. Number one, global belief systems. These help you understand what generalizations a person has made that control many decisions he or she makes in life. If you hear someone saying something like, "All men can be trusted," or "Good luck never happens to me," you've learned one of their global belief systems. You can also ask questions like, "What's life about? What is abundant in your life?" or similar questions. Number two is identity. Identity is simply the way you describe yourself to yourself. Identity beliefs shape everything that a person attaches himself or herself to. Questions to elicit this can be, "Who are you really? What can you be?" Or, "How can you expand your identity right now?" Number three is values. Values are ideals that are personally important and meaningful to an individual. To understand a person, you really need to gain clarity on their values, or what they want to move towards or away from. Some questions you can ask to understand this are, "What do you want? What do you desire most in life? Or what do you really fear or find yourself avoiding most in life?" Number four is rules. Rules are the determining factors in our decisions about what has to happen to experience our values. For example, someone's rule might be, "In order to feel love, I need to be told I love you every morning, at night before bed, and at least one other time in the day." Whereas someone else might have a much easier rule to meet, like, "I feel love when I see love in others." Do you see how someone's rules can really affect how they go through life? Some questions you can ask to help discover someone's rules are, "What must a person do or never do in a relationship?" Or, "How do I know I'm successful?" Number five is vehicles. Vehicles are the method a person uses to try to meet their needs. These vehicles can be positive, negative, or simply neutral. You learn more about vehicles in a later session. Number six is situation-specific beliefs. Situation-specific beliefs are the beliefs a person has about a specific situation or context. As Tony said, these are the infilled fly rules. This is where you could ask someone, "When would you break your own rules?" An example of this would be, "I would never kill someone ever in my life. Murder is really wrong, unless someone hurts my child." Number seven, and last, metaprograms. Tony didn't elaborate on these, as this tool could have taken up a whole separate session. Now, while we start mastering these seven elements, I'd like to give you a quick little tip on eliciting someone's model of the world. And that tip is, ask questions. Questions can be one of the most powerful tools, especially if they're the right questions. Now, the amazing thing is that we don't really ask so many questions, do we? I conducted a piece of research recently trying to observe the dynamics of very senior business meetings, and you would be amazed by the results. 95% of people's interventions were only comments. Only 5% of them were questions. In fact, what I often observed is what I called hostile analysis, which was something energetically like, "When I was wrong, I tended to see the world the way you see it." Or another thing, which I called paternalistic advice, which is saying something like, "Well, you know, let me tell you how you should see the world." Isn't it amazing? People simply spend most of their time just saying what's in their mind. It looks like people aren't even thinking or really considering what other people are saying. Now, I invite you to observe this same dynamics at work, with friends, or over dinner. you probably see, maybe it's not a 95-5, but you'll see the power of questions in the context of any dialogue. So as we wrap up, I want to give you an assignment. Go out there and find at least one person to talk to. Maybe a friend, family member, co-worker, or even a stranger. Find at least one person and ask them some questions to begin to elicit their model of the world. By the way, I suggest you look at your manual to give you some ideas for some really great questions. The most important thing, though, is for you to begin to practice understanding someone without judgment and appreciating the unique soul that they are. And have fun with this. See you tomorrow.